Well, tonight,
Radio.
Tonight, that we just come back and we thank God in the midst of all the trials that we've had during the hurricane. One of the things tonight that's moving my face forward, I would ask everybody that we've invited me on tonight to be here. And as we do, we want to give God the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the living God. The line's open. Apostle, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, she's there. I'm here. We're here.
All right. Well, y'all just go right ahead and start the program.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Apostle Esther Limerick, and as Dr. Hunter has stated, we give God the praise and the glory. And I just want to thank him because he's a good God. He's been so good to me. And I just want to thank him, thank him, thank him. I just can't stop praising the Lord. So that's the way I open up, with the praises going up and blessings coming down.
Amen. Anybody else on the line got something you want to say?
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord too. I praise him every minute I can think of it, every minute that my mind is clear enough and it come across. Because God is good to us. He is good. And we're so glad to be on this line tonight.
Yes.
Anybody else? What I want to say is, more than anything else, I forgive me, more than anything else in the world, God has been so good to all of us. In the midst of what's going on with us, Harvey and everything, and if it ain't one thing, it's another. So I just said tonight, let's try it and see. After I talked with princes they love, one of the things we want to talk about, what God has put on your heart. Anybody got a word they want to talk about, what God put on their heart? Anybody?
Yes. This is Apostle Esther Limbrick, and what I really want to talk about tonight is about the number one sport called football. And I want to ask a question to the ones that are listening. As an elderly, as a grandmother, a great-grandmother, how do you handle the situations when you're trying to minister to your grandchildren about football is not the only thing that your child can excel in to be famous or great? And my reason for bringing up the football is, you know, I've been hearing, and if I'm not hearing it right, you can correct me, reports about football and the children head injuries and early dementia and all of this. So can we talk about this issue, big sport, football? And for the men that are listening, I want to ask a question. Is it because somewhere down the line you wanted to play football and you want your children to play football, your grandchildren? Well, I'm asking, is that the only thing we can pursue for our kids' greatness? Any comments? Can we talk?
Anybody else? Go ahead. The line is open.
I wanted to make, since ain't nobody else making a comment, I do want to tell you all that the subject that she just brought up is very, very, very important. Very important. And if anybody has cable TV and can see the movie Concussion with Will Smith, It's the African doctor who found out about this here thing that's happening to these here boys. It is serious. And they just so, yes, it's more sports than football. The Bible say we all run in a race and only one win, talking about that can be taken physical or spiritual race. So there is more sports, but it's, they say, I'm quoting the sportscasters, that football is God.
Yeah, they made it like God, you know? It's like an idol to me.
Amen. Well, let me tell you, one thing you have to know about football. For you ladies that know football and don't know football, football is a sport that was brought into existence out of England somewhere during that time. They learned that sport. Here's why. Because it was brutal. It was a war between side or side. You had offense and a defense. And you had a quarterback. You had two ends, two guards, two tackles on each side, right tackle, left tackle. Each one of those, when they took the coin, whoever got the ball kicked it off to them. They were on the offense. And playing football is the money. It's a money changer right now.
We
find more blacks into the movement of football, but they're not making any money. So the question I raise is why? Because here's one thing I would say, let me elevate it. They go out there, they don't understand that money they get paid, that they pay this guy from Houston $99 million. And he gets paid to play football. But how are we going to take it in the spiritual arena? We take it to the spiritual arena where God is. We have one quarterback. His name is Jesus. We have a man who's talking for us. All we got to do is just sit on the sideline and say, go, God, go, God, go, God, go, God. You got it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now let me ask another question, and can we talk? It's like, okay, this generation, if an elderly grandmother or great-grandmother try to say something to you or give you advice, the smart mouth of the generation today would say to you something like, well, these are not your children, you know, these are our children, and this is what we choose to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say to them, okay, baby or grandbaby, you mean if it's even endangering their health, endangering something you don't want to hear, what someone give you when the news is out, it's on the national TV about this, you don't want to hear it. Okay? I'm looking at it like nothing wrong with it if you feel that it's a sport and you got them equipped good and everything. But what to me is wrong is the fathers that are pushing their little kids to be famous football players and stuff for the money and the fame and, you know, all of the time they spend on the football field at the age of 4 and 5, Little League and 7, 8, 9. They could be at home studying their books or pursuing other great things other than just football. And I'm not against football, but I'm against, I want to go ahead and call it out like I see it. The black people believe that football is the only way you can be great and famous. So, can we talk about that? comments. You know, we don't like you to be silent. We like you to talk. That's why his show is called.
Hey, man, I agree with you.
Can we
talk? Especially me, because I'm paying a penny a minute.
Yeah. And so the can we talk me, express yourself. It doesn't matter what I said. I want to hear your true feelings about it. I want to hear what you say about it. And, you know, I just feel like our children and of this generation, to me, they're not exposed to enough. I'm not saying all, but they're not exposed to other cultures, other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they grow up, that's all they want to pursue is a football.
I want to confess my son. I told him he saw the movie Concussion, and he played football when he was a little boy, 7 or 6 years old. He was a quarterback, I think. I couldn't swear to that, y'all. But in any case, and he said it out of his own mouth. Maybe that's what's wrong with me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, all of them. And when you play, Dr. Hunter just explained to us the game. And when you play defense, you get hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just look at even these little boys that's, they got little leagues that play 4 and 5 and 6. And these children get hurt early, broken arms and legs and stuff. Ooh, it's just, all I'm saying, I know the whole world, they idolize football, but the reason they idolize football is not just so much about the game, everybody, but it's so much other stuff they do with football, like, what they call it, cookouts and all of that, and, it's a time to gather their friends over and get drunk. That's all. I mean, I just don't see it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, okay, so let's put you in category one. Let's put you in category one. Category two,
you're not clear. You're not clear. Dr. Hunter, your line is not clear.
Right. It's coming across garbled.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it. The reason why you're in category one, you got it?
No, I mean your thing is garbled. We can barely understand. All we heard good was the reason why.
Yes. So, okay, I'm gonna ask another question. Could we ask who's on the line tonight?
Good question.
Could we just find out who we're speaking with? And you're free to speak. It's called, the name of this radio program is called Can We Talk? So when we call, we are able to talk about whatever we feel strongly believe in. And if you have a presentation of what you believe in, then stand strong and present it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but how do I sound?
Not clear.
Can you hear me?
Now,
yeah,
that's
we can
better.
Hear you a little better.
Okay.
Well, I'm probably having to stay here. We have a lot of these young people, they look at us as SPRT. They look at us as a place that they can go out and exercise their muscle. They can release their anger. Some can go out and get hurt. Some are made for that. And when Paul said, we have to run this race,
and we run this race that is set before us, God, we run a race, a spiritual race, before all the winners come in. Somebody wants to get the raise. We have about three people to drop off and say, we're already talking about football. But see, life is nothing but football. You got to know strategy. You got to know what each person down, spread down, spread down, fall down. You got to know the score. You got to know what your opponent can do. If you don't know what the devil can do, he's going to attack you. So we put a spiritual realm, and what we fight is the fight of faith. We're doing nothing but faith. We've got to plan faith, though. And so I say to everyone, the question they had was very clear.
It's just not too clear, Dr. Hunter. I know what you said is probably real good, but I'm not understanding it because it's not clear. But I do know that what we're talking about tonight is a good subject. I know that. And switching over to the spiritual part of what God was giving to me today, this morning, and now it's in the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
Mm-hmm.
And if we believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon, then we ought to be spending more time trying to teach our children and educate them about things that's really, really, really important than things that is helping you to get your body broke up or have you around here at an early age, 30, with dementia. And I can truly say this because I have someone in my family that's played NFL for the Tennessee Titans, and he's only in his 30s right now. And he's suffering from brain damage, like close to dementia and all of this. What good to make all of that money and you sue the companies and all of that, but most of your life is gone now at 30. You see? And so I'm just taking it back to Revelation 19. Let's just go and praise God and teach our young people more things about God. And football is a good game for defense and offense and all of that. And I understand all of that. And I know it's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to make a change. But I'm saying if you know something, are you really ready to change? Are you ready to change? If we don't make a change, guess what? Every generation will be doing the same thing. It's just like the gospel. Until you get saved and God draws you near, you have to make a change. I'm reminded of Teddy Pendergrass. It's a song that says, wake up, everybody. Stop sleeping in your bed. It said, there's going to be a change in this world. The change has to be between me and you. In other words, a leader, and I hope that someone that's on this line is a leader. A leader has to take a stand. A leader has to speak out. A leader has to make a change. You cannot be afraid if you're a leader. You got to be strong and rooted and grounded in the word of God and speak what your heart feels and what you know in the B-I-B-L-E. Now, you got many people are teaching and they're telling you that the Bible is not correct or it's not the only source or whatever. But I look at the Bible is what it says. We say basic instructions before leaving planet Earth. And if it worked for you and me, it could work for others. This is Apostle Esther Limerick speaking. Anyone else?
Yes, we hear a lot of background stuff. If you're not speaking, we would ask those who are not saying anything to mute their
phone.
and then unmuted when you get ready to speak. We praise God for that. I have to agree. Jeremiah, I just got to watching Joseph Prince a while ago, and he was teaching on Jeremiah 23, how this here stage, how everything, how the children of Israel have gone, the Russian Jews have gone back to, is going back to Israel, which is part of Matthew 20:24. We can't, as we said on our church, at church this morning, at church by phone, you can't bang, you can't put people in that, in Christ. We just have to preach, no matter what, the truth, and let them do the deciding. As one of the greatest stories I know of is, I can't think of his name, but he was a preacher in New York, and the Cross and the Switchblade, I can't think of his name, but he was preaching to the gang members, and he preached and preached and preached, and he was, I mean, not him, but a white man was preaching, and he was this guy. Oh, I can't think of his name, Jesus. But in any case, the white man preached and preached. But when that anointing is upon you, you don't have a fear for your life. You don't have any.
All right.
When that purpose that God has called you, see, because you're spinning your wheels if you're doing it out of your flesh and just because you have a desire for the people to be saved. It just like same way with preaching. I've been preaching since 1972, and I used to tell them, if I'm preaching or if a man is preaching, and the Holy Spirit is not doing the preaching, both of them is no good. It's got to be the Holy Ghost, the anointing that breaks the yoke. And the anointing that gives the enlightening, the hunger, the taste, the thirst, you know. And so that old story about women shouldn't preach and all that, that was coming along when I was 40, 45 years ago for me. Mm-hmm. But if any man is preaching, this Jeremiah 23 is talking about shepherds. But it ain't talking about that kind of shepherd. It's talking, I mean, not only the shepherds of the church, but it's talking about how we are the ought to look to God as our shepherd, so that we will not hunger or thirst, and we will not be scared. We won't be afraid. Because when I would love to die under the anointing, preaching the word, giving out the truth. Yes, sir. Not being scared, not being ashamed, but just telling it like it is under the anointing
like
of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Ask anybody that's on this line to say what you got to say. Put your two cents in about football, about preaching, about being scared and being bold, being a leader. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. The show is called Can We Talk? So there may be something on your heart that you're not even sure about or want to express or hear someone else's comments. You know, the Bible says be slow, which is quick, to listen and slow to speak. So some of you may be just listening, but at the same time, we like to know if you're on the line, because only one we have heard from is Minister Love and Dr. Hunter and Apostle Esther. So is it anybody else on the line? I know I invited a few people, but I don't know if they're on or not. But it's okay, because I have spoken with what's in my heart about
Amen.
Football. Yeah.
Well, I got some good news for those who might not have gotten their mail yet. We got the Social Security notification in the mail today about the increase.
Praise God.
I apologize. That wasn't mine. I apologize. That wasn't mine. That was my granddaughter's.
Oh, that was yours?
That was my granddaughter's.
Oh, no,
it wasn't for me.
But maybe we still going to get an increase.
Oh, yeah, we are going to get an increase. Thank God. Thank God.
Okay. Well, you know, I have good news. I have a praise report. I give all of the glory to God. It was what Dr. Hunter said about giving God the glory.
Uh-huh.
Well, I want to thank God because he healed me. I had a sprained ankle about a week ago and went to the hospital, and the doctor said take 4 to 6 weeks. Well, the Lord that I serve, the doctor I know, he's healing me, and it's not taking no 4 to 6 weeks. I'm walking like I always walk, and I want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Now
well,
you sound good, Dr. Hunter. That was good.
Okay. Let me say this. Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. We can hear you.
Well, let me tell you something. One thing you find out, this is a multi-billion dollar operation. Not one black man controls it. It's all controlled by the other people.
Okay.
And so we have to look at it. We talking about being real. I'm being transparent.
Uh-huh.
I play football, and I love football. I was good until I got my leg messed up. When you get that in, your time is over. All you can do is push the next guy to the next record. So, yes, we know that the beating of the head, we found out what's going to cause the concussion. But they have working on something right now to make it better so the neck won't be bending. And see, football is it's a drudgery fight. I don't like that. People don't like me. See, if you're on God's side, the devil don't like me, then I don't like the devil. So we have to look at it from that perspective. One of the things that I'll put the word down here. Now, all of us are fighting for Christ. And every one of us have a support in the ministry. God can do through you. I don't put strength down because I love strength. I love basketball. It keeps me invigorated. It keeps my mind moving. It keeps me, let's say, from a spiritual standpoint. The more, how many scriptures did I learn today? How many times did I stay in prayer? It always moves to the next level. And this generation we now live in, they don't have what the elders don't have. They don't want to stay in this prayer all night long. They don't want to go fast and pray. They don't want to go fast. They say, what's that? What does that mean? Sometimes you have to bring them to a point. Instead, we got the raw pieces of St. Paul to get your body healed. Some people don't like that, but what we have to do is, well, we're sinning, we got to make sure in this generation, because right now in America, we find men, there's loving men, we find women loving women. The Bible is speaking in the book of Revelation, speaking from the book of when Paul wrote his letter to the church of Rome. To them. I think when you go back and read that book, all that book was people writing. Think death. When all of us have come out of the experience, the life that God has given us to people's life. We say God is love, God can see, God can do it. And everything we have to come to a point and listen to, can God do it for us? He can. Well, God is saying, when you go to the Catholic Church, the Catholic Church has all kinds of food. They have music, they have songs. So it is a part of what we're doing in know. Everybody knows what the same way we are. Everybody knows what the same way we are. Some of us have been gifted with the knowledge and understanding. Some of us can read better. Some of us can sound better. Some of us can send it together. But God has given us specific gifts because we're connected to the body of Christ. And if we're members of his body, we have to go through what he's supposed to do. When we sit back and do nothing, nothing.
Wow. Boy, that half an hour went fast. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But we're going to put 10 minutes on it. Anybody who's got anything to say, you got to back up and know what you can do. Anybody else? And see, let me tell you something. A lot of our people, particularly the black people, they are so afraid. They are so afraid of making a change. But I ain't got no one to pay for. See, it takes money to pay for things you need. When you're going to listen to us, God's going to bless you. I'm not going to go over and spend the money. It ain't going to happen to me. Because the word of God says, I will supply all your needs according to the riches and glory. So the more we trust God, we believe that God can do something. Anybody else got a word they want to say?
Can y'all hear me good? Cause your radio was messing up again. It was good, clear for a minute, and then make sure you don't have your phone on Wi-Fi because I did find out that was what was causing my phone to mess up. If you're on your cell phone or broadcasting it through your cell phone, go in your settings and change and cut off Wi-Fi. My daughter had me do that this morning. So that did make a big difference in my phone. But however, we want to, the few minutes we have, we always want to give God all the glory and all the praise and share what little wisdom we have. I got all three of us are senior citizens, and Apostle Esther being our senior, and then Dr. Hunter being my senior, and I'm the baby in the bunch.
So
I love sitting at the table eating wisdom from the elders, because I don't know it all. I ain't even on the first step of knowing it all, the first walkway of knowing it all. I want to learn and learn and learn about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I know he's going to be, because Jesus is sitting at the right hand making intercession for us, telling him, look at her, look at her. In our lesson this morning, Sister Esther read Job 1:8. We read Job 1:8. I want y'all to remember Job 1:8. All those that's quiet on the phone and ain't saying nothing other than me and Sister Esther and Dr. Hunter. Job 1:8. God asked Job, God asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Now, Jesus is at the right hand of God, y'all, right now, making intercession for all of us. And I'm sure the devil is approaching him every day. Give me Ruth for a few minutes, and I'll make her curse you. I'll make her this. I'll make her that. Yeah, I'm sure he's sitting up there. And I'm sure Jesus is saying, come on, Ruth, come on. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I know you ain't faithful, Ruth. I know you ain't faithful. But I'm rooting for you. Just hang in there a little longer. I got your back. I got your back. Oh, glory to God. I love it. I love it. Now, we're talking about a race, y'all. We're all in a race. We're running this race. we're in a journey race, in the Christian journey. This is a race, and you got to stay steadfast, unmovable, like
That's
Esther. Esther is steadfast. She's unmovable 24/7, even when she's in her sleep, as she tell you. She can tell you she's thinking about the things of the Lord. And I'm just resting in his palm of his hand. Glory to God. Say something out there. Don't be scared.
Most of them are dropped off the line, so that's starting to see. We got three people that's the three of us.
Okay.
That's it.
Good.
We had about eight people that dropped off the line. Some people are not ready for the truth.
Amen.
Anybody else got something to say? If not, I love you. I'll see you all next time, okay? Amen.
Hello?